And it was 39 years ago this week, August 16th, 1977, when the world was shocked by the death of Elvis Presley. And though Elvis was dubbed the king of rock and roll, his musical roots came from another great American genre, rhythm and blues. And last year, Elvis Presley was inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. Now, the ceremony is coming to Dearborn this weekend to honor its next round of inductees. And current state's Kevin Lavery has been spinning those old 45s for a few days to get into the mood, Kevin. And where does one exactly find the R&B Hall of Fame?
Well, Brooke, right now, nowhere. The organization has been around since 2010 and has held several induction ceremonies, but it still has no permanent museum to call its home. Its founder, Lamont Robinson, is hoping to build it in Detroit. This year's event will be held next Sunday in Dearborn. It features about a dozen artists, including Prince, whom we just sadly lost in April. So I asked Lamont Robinson why he feels R&B deserves its own monument.
You know, rhythm and blues is probably the most popular sample of music and artists in the world. And rhythm and blues artists are the only artists that don't have a Hall of Fame. You know, country has one, rock has one, bluegrass, jazz, therefore and so on. So in 2009, I started going around the country wondering how do museums run and why do they bleed red ink? I wanted to make sure if I put something together, it was going to be put together right. And in putting it together, it took me about 2 years. I visited museums and found out that they had to be highly interactive, virtual reality, and they just couldn't be pictures on the wall and showcases, else we'd be out of business in 6 months. I better knock
on wood. Lamont Robinson grew up in suburban Cleveland. By the time he began to think of enshrining rhythm and blues alongside the other great American genres, his hometown was already well established as the site of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Still, Robinson chose Cleveland as the venue for the R&B Music Hall of Fame's first induction ceremony in 2013. It was a large class of 25 artists that included Otis Redding, The Temptations, and James Brown. The inaugural event was a hit. Soon, Robinson's phone was ringing with offers from promoters from across the country looking to land his next Rhythm and Blues review. In 2014, the ceremony was held in Football Hall of Fame city, Canton, Ohio. The next year, actor Morgan Freeman invited Robinson and company down to the Delta. In June 2015, the R&B induction came to Clarksdale, Mississippi. I went to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. Still, Robinson's vision had no place to call home. About a year ago, the crossroads took Lamont Robinson back up north. He moved to Detroit, where he hosted a second 2015 induction ceremony in October. The offers are still coming in from places like Chicago and Philadelphia, but Robinson wants to put down roots in the hometown of Motown.
We really hope that it happens here in Detroit. We're going to knock on some more doors and see if we can sit down with the mayor here in Detroit and see if we can get him in to just help us to build this. But outside of that, we have this great induction ceremony coming up on Sunday. And, you know, from Dionne Warwick to Smokey Robinson will be inducted, and they all support this effort that we're putting together.
So you have done everything you need to do to become just as legitimate as Cleveland and Nashville. The only thing you're lacking now is you're looking for a home. Everything else is pretty much complete then.
Everything that we have, the drawings, we have the people behind us. And, you know, I like to educate the people. Two things. One, a lot of people here, it took me about a year and a half to educate the people that Motown is not the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. Motown is for those that were on that label. I think it's the greatest record label in the world, with the greatest artists. But a lot of people was thinking that that was the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame. Then down in Memphis, got Stax. Those are just for those artists. We're talking about all-inclusive, bringing the whole history from radio personalities, TV personalities. You know, this is not just for African-Americans, people like Dick Clark, that helped propel African-Americans in the music. Also, Ed Sullivan. You know, you had a lot of non-African-Americans that were forces in rhythm and blues music.
At the the helm of the organization is Executive Director Cheryl Ruffin, the daughter of the late Temptations frontman David Ruffin. The board reviews nominees each year. Robinson says its criteria is more liberal than that of other halls of fame, so that more inductees can revel in their honor during their lifetimes.
You have to have made a record 20 years prior to being inducted. You don't have to have major, major hits. People that have been in the industry 40 years and maybe had a turntable hit, which is just a local hit, or maybe had a national hit, maybe just had one, but they've been in the business 40 years. We just can't throw that away. You won't get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with one hit. That's where we're a little different, is that we look at those that didn't have the big hits, but add it to the fabric of this thing called rhythm and blues music.
Well, I would say that you do have a lot of people on your list who did have some pretty significant hits. About the only artist that I didn't immediately recognize was Betty LaVette, but now that I've looked her up a little bit, I have heard her voice.
Let me down easy, for your love for me is gone. Let me down easy, since you feel to stay is wrong. I know it's all over, but the last goodbye.
We're talking with Lamont Robinson, the founder of the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame. The organization is hosting its 2016 induction ceremony on August 21st in Dearborn. Two of the artists are now deceased. You've got Jimi Hendrix and Prince. Jimi Hendrix has been dead for almost 46 years, Prince for 4 months. In fact, when Prince was becoming a star, there were some comparisons between him and Jimi Hendrix. So you've got Purple Haze and Purple Rain covered in this event.
And then we've got Bootsy Collins, who is the funk master, who was good friends with Prince and idolized Jimi Hendrix.
Do you have a personal favorite, or is that kind of a loaded question? I know they're all great artists. Is there one who stands out?
I would have to say Smokey Robinson. Ooh, Baby, Baby is probably my favorite song. Smokey is one of the greatest tenors ever. Dionne Warwick, Walk On By.
Walk on by. Walk on by. Make me.
The Supremes, the last song that they were all together, Someday We'll Be Together. Those have to be my three favorite personal songs that I really like.
Kathy Hughes, the founder of Radio One, is one of your inductees and is also receiving a Music Living Legends Award. That made me think of the format that she pioneered, the Quiet Storm format in the 70s, and that was a Smokey Robinson single.
Wow, you did your homework.
Soft and warm, a quiet storm.
To get Kathy Hughes quiet in here, one phone call she was on, and we're also, she doesn't know this though, I hope she's not listening. We're going to be honoring her mother. Her mother was part of a famous band called the Sweethearts of Rhythm, which was an all-girl band back in the 40s. So we're going to surprise her and induct Sweethearts of Rhythm and her mother on that day. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
Lamont Robinson is the founder of the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame. The organization is conducting its fifth induction ceremony in Dearborn on the 21st that includes such artists as Smokey Robinson, Bootsy Collins, Dionne Warwick, Eddie Floyd, and Fats Domino. Thank you so much for talking with me, and this sounds like a terrific event.
Thank you for having me.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Labrie.
Quiet Storm.